Welcome to Words to Encourage, the daily radio broadcast of the Bible Baptist Church of Grove City, Ohio. Everyone needs encouragement. We all need to be uplifted. With today's encouragement, here's our pastor, Stan Slater.
With a smile, a bright sunny smile.
Welcome to Words to Encourage. This is the daily radio broadcast of the Bible Baptist Church. We are located in Grove City, Ohio, and I'm Brother Slaybaugh. Well, good Tuesday to you. Hope you're having a great day today as we move through this last full week of March and wrap up March and springtime here and head into the wonderful month of April. And hope you're having a great day today. Looking forward to Resurrection Sunday, this coming Lord's Day, at 9:30, Bible classes and Sunday school, 10:30 morning service, and then Sunday evening at 5:30 will be the evening service, and the choir is going to be doing a mini cantata entitled "He's Alive Again." That'll be 5:30 on Sunday night. Of course, we'll still have a message from the Word of God as well, and it'll be a great time remembering and rejoicing and celebrating the resurrection of our Savior, Jesus Christ. And a reminder, tomorrow night for our midweek service, we'll be observing the Lord's table, and we invite you out for that and sit at the Lord's table together as we commemorate what the Lord Jesus did in giving himself on the cross in our Good Wednesday service. All right? Well, listen, if your Bible's nearby, I want you to go to Philippians chapter 3. Philippians chapter 3. Notice verse 1. "Finally, my brethren, rejoice in the Lord. To write the same things to you, to me indeed, is not grievous, but for you it is safe. Beware of dogs, beware of evil workers, beware of the concision. For we are the circumcision, which worship God in the Spirit, and rejoice in Christ Jesus, and have no confidence in the flesh." Rejoice in Christ Jesus. It's really interesting. Rejoice in the Lord. "Finally, my brethren, rejoice in the Lord." That's really the theme of the book. And I talked to you about three keys for happy Christian service. Number one is just determine you'll rejoice in the Lord. Joy, joyful, rejoicing is mentioned 18 times in 4 chapters. Boy, repetition is the key to learning. And so never tire of saying or reminding yourself, rejoice in the Lord. Oh, not rejoice in the circumstances, not rejoice in the possessions, but rejoice in the Lord. Even in prison, this is where he's writing this epistle from. I still trust in the Lord. I still rejoice in the Lord. I'm in Christ. There's cause to rejoice. In him, I'm accepted by God. In him, I have life eternal. In him, Christ, I have forgiveness of sin. In Christ, I have wisdom. In Christ, I have power. In Christ, I am loved. In Christ, I have victory over sin and Satan and self. Oh, I'm joying. I'm rejoicing in the Lord. That's an attribute of all who are saved. We ought to be rejoicing, as I spoke the other day about being glad. I'm glad I'm a Christian. Whether you have poverty, whether you have plenty, whether you are in sorrow, whether you're singing, cultivate a joyful heart where you can rejoice in the Lord always. And again, I say rejoice. But then he says something else in verse 2. Not only do you rejoice in the Lord, verse 1, but he says, beware of dogs, beware of evil workers, beware of the concision. Resist the enemy. If you're going to be happy in the service of the king, then you have to rejoice in the Lord and you have to resist the enemy. There's three different areas to be aware here. Number one is dogs. Now, not literally. Not talking about the barking dog down the road or the barking dog where it says, beware a dog. No, it's figuratively. Dogs, not necessarily referring to unsaved people. But according to Isaiah, dogs were religious professors who made professions because of gain to themselves. In Isaiah 56, it talks about useless to discuss the things of God to professors who will not understand. People who make professions of faith because they think it'll be some advantage to them. These were Judaizers. Teachers who were infiltrating the churches and then trying to tell them that they still had to keep certain aspects of the law in Judaism, certain of the ordinances or commandments. And in other words, as you As Christianity grew in those days, it became a very grave concern to the Jewish leaders. And they would say, okay, you can accept Christ, but you have to understand that you have to, there is a condition. The law of Moses shouldn't be violated. And so what they were trying to do was trying to combine Judaism with Christianity. And Paul says, no, I don't have any patience with that. I don't have any patience with someone who would devalue the work of Jesus Christ or try to add to the work of Christ to make it more perfect. No, and Christ wasn't just a prophet. Christ was a son of God. And you don't need to keep the law of the Moses. He says, by the works of the law shall no flesh be justified in his sight. So beware of infiltration of mere professors. Those are the dogs. You dirty dog. Yeah. And so he says, beware. Psalm 22:16. Let me look over there real quick, and I'll read it for you. Psalm 22 and verse number 16. For dogs have compassed me. The assembly of the wicked have enclosed me. They pierced my hands and my feet. That's prophetic about the Lord Jesus. In Deuteronomy, it says dogs use that which is profane. And so we understand it's a warning to the church to beware of any and all influences that weaken the message of the gospel and turn away believers from the truth. Those are dogs. Beware. Beware. And then evil workers. Evil workers set upon doing all harm they can, magnifying some microscopic point until it blinds the eye to the whole truth. The beauty of the Christian life and the Christian walk. I call these the cranks of the church. They exaggerate the trifles, jump on the bandwagon of every new theory. They have high standards of morality, but they're working iniquity. They can be wolves in sheep's clothing, my friend. They know the language, so they can talk nice and smooth, but God calls them evil workers. I'm reminded where in Matthew 7 when they say, Lord, didn't we do this in your name and that in your name? And he says, depart from me, I never knew you, ye that work iniquity. Wolves in sheep's clothing, evil workers. Any person who works against the gospel of the grace of God is an evil doer. So beware of dogs, beware of evil workers. Then he says, beware of the concision. That word literally means mutilation or cutting in pieces. It's really a play on words about the circumcision. The Judaizers boasted that they were circumcised according to God's covenant with Abraham. And they professed, they said, when you profess faith in Christ, that you also have to be circumcised according to the law. Acts 15 called circumcision the mutilation of the flesh. The circumcision of a believer is not that of the flesh. It's the work of God in our heart. Look, read Romans 2 and around verses, I think, 25 through 29 talks about that. The only ceremonial requirement for salvation is a defilement of the truth. Any ceremonial requirement for salvation is a defilement of the truth. Anything we add to faith in Jesus Christ is a defilement to the gospel. You don't add baptism to it. You don't add confessing your sin to man to it. You don't add church membership to it. You don't add good works to it. You simply have faith in Jesus Christ. Beware. Beware. So, I want to be happy in the service of the King. What do? Rejoice in the Lord. Rejoice in the Lord. Beware of dogs, of evil workers, of the concision. And then number 3, refrain from the flesh. The Bible says, we are the circumcision, worship God in the Spirit and rejoice in Christ Jesus, having no confidence in the flesh. There's the rejoicing again. But we have no confidence in the flesh. Again, that's what that circumcision and Judaism and keeping those things, it was all about the flesh. But Christianity is not the flesh, it's the Spirit. It's a work of the Holy Spirit in us and through us. And what he's doing is he's cutting our spirit from the flesh. He's moving us from a self-centered life to a Christ-centered life. Now, there's 3 characteristics to be seen here. Number 1, we worship God in the Spirit. We don't worship him in ceremony, are in letter, are in ritual, but in spirituality, in spiritual worship. And true worship is always a matter of the Spirit and not the flesh. Jesus told the woman at the well, they that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. And worship isn't just for the church only. Our body is the temple of the Holy Ghost. And so it's God's will that every thought and every meditation and every action be a spiritual sacrifice to Him, an act of worship to Him. I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service, Romans 12:1. So I see, first of all, we worship God in the Spirit. Secondly, we rejoice in Christ Jesus. Again, our rejoicing, our glorying is in Jesus Christ. I'm saved by His grace. I'm kept by His grace. I'm discipled and disciplined by His grace. I'm guided by His grace. If we're left to ourselves, we'll fail. That's why the Revelation says, Thou art worthy. He is worthy. Christ is worthy to receive glory and honor and power and blessing. I'm rejoicing in the Lord. And then lastly, no confidence in the flesh. No confidence in the old nature, not the old man. The Bible says, Paul would say, I know that in me, that is in my flesh, dwelleth no good thing. The old nature in me is just as corrupt as the old nature in every sinner. God never makes any attempt to improve our flesh. Nicodemus was told by Jesus, that which is born of the flesh is flesh. That's it. That's all you're going to get. And the flesh is contrary to spirit, and the spirit to the flesh, and these are contrary one to the other. They're always in a fight, in a battle. We don't trust the flesh. If the Bible says, if I walk in the Spirit, I will not fulfill the lusts of the flesh. It doesn't say I won't have any lusts. It says I won't want to fulfill them. And so I want to remind myself the arm of flesh will fail me. I dare not trust my own. I'm not living my Christian life in my strength. I'm not living it by willpower. I'm living it by His power. Greater is He that's in me than he that's in the world. And I want to be crucified with Christ. Crucify the flesh with the affections and lusts. And yield myself to the Spirit of God for Him to live in me and through me and enable me to be happy in the service of the King. What do I do? Rejoice in the Lord. Beware, dogs, evil workers, concision, and refrain from the flesh. Die to that flesh. Worship God in spirit. Rejoice in Christ Jesus. And I don't have any confidence in the flesh. My confidence, my hope, my trust is in the Lord God, because with God all things are possible. God can do anything, anything, anything. God can do anything but fail. That's it right there. And so I trust Him. Well, I hope we'll be happy in the service of the King on this Tuesday. Well, have a wonderful day. Look forward to being with you again on the broadcast tomorrow. And, of course, that'll be Good Wednesday. And I want to talk a little bit about, I'll show you that tomorrow, I guess, the hoax of Good Friday. You don't want to miss that broadcast. It'll be concise. It'll be fit in the time frame, which means it'll be fast. But I think it'll be helpful to you tomorrow, okay? Have a great Tuesday, everyone. And until tomorrow, this is Brother Slaybaugh reminding you, be good to everyone, because everyone's having a tough time.
Thank you for listening today. If this broadcast was an encouragement to you, we would love to hear from you. You can contact us by email at pastor@bbcgrovecity.org, or you can call us at area code 614-875-2190. We invite you to visit us at the Bible Baptist Church at 2758 Home Road in Grove City, Ohio. Our service times are Sunday morning at 9:30 for Sunday school and 10:30 for the morning worship service. We meet back together at 5:30 for our evening service and on Wednesday at 6:30 p.m. We also host the Bridge to Recovery Ministry, a faith-based recovery program bringing transformation to hurting people and our community. We meet every Thursday at 6:30 in the evening. You can find more information at our website about this and other ministries of Bible Baptist Church at bbcgrovecity.org. We hope that today these were truly words to encourage. Words to Encourage is paid for by the generous members and supporters of the Bible Baptist Church in Grove City, Ohio.
The joy of serving Jesus with a smile, a bright sunny smile.